This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Washington, political fallout has been swift, even after leaders of the Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protesters, supporters to leave the area. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Personal attorney and a key figure in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically says he would testify at the president's looming impeachment trial and do whatever he can to see him acquitted. Giuliani, a former New York City mayor and longtime Trump confidant, is not expected to be one of Mr. Trump's lawyers defending him in an as-yet unscheduled Cipollone, likely Mr. Trump's attorney. Mr. Trump faces two articles of impeachment approved last month by the vast majority of Democratic lawmakers and the Democratic-controlled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to ask Parliament to grant him immunity from prosecution for alleged corruption, a move that could put off a trial until after the March elections. Netanyahu has been indicted on several charges, including allegations of accepting lavish gifts and trading political favors for positive news coverage. He calls himself the victim of a political manhunt. At least three people have been confirmed dead Tuesday as a result of devastating bushfires that engulfed Australia's southeast coast. At least 15 people are now believed to have died, while scores of people remain missing after weeks of fires that have ripped through Australia's east coast, much of which is tender dry after 3 years of drought. Clover Moore is the mayor of Sydney.
I think the wake-up call for us as we go into start 2020 is it's been horrific the last few months, and we know there's more to come as early as Saturday.
Bushfires have destroyed more than 4 million hectares, and new blazes are sparked almost daily by extremely hot and windy conditions, and most recently, dry lightning strikes created by the fires themselves. Hong Kong's celebratory mood on the first day of 2020 was marred by tear gas and water cannon deployed by police on a largely peaceful crowd and the arrest of about 400 people at a march attended by hundreds of thousands in what had been a months-long anti-government movement. Senior Superintendent Ng Lok Chun told reporters late Wednesday that police have arrested about 400 people during the New Year's Day march on charges including illegal assembly and the assembly of offensive weapons. He did and said that police fired tear gas after being surrounded by protesters who were throwing objects at them. He blamed radical protesters for hijacking and disrupting that march. The driving force behind the NBA's rise to becoming a global sports power, David Stern, has died. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
David Stern became the NBA's fourth commissioner in 1984. He took over a struggling league and during his 30 years as commissioner, turned it into a $5 billion industry, possibly second only to soccer and global popularity. In February of 2013, a year before his retirement, Stern said getting the NBA online was one of the keys to that success.
We see digital just on a global basis to be a driver of our international growth in an incredible way.
The 77-year-old died New Year's Day with his family at
AP's Tim McGuire. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.